This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The difference between the DJV program and everybody else's program is that we have minds of our own, and we're happy to share our thoughts that aren't necessarily in league or in order or in sync with lots of other people who have different ideas, or a lot of people have the same idea. That's not it. It's good to have different ideas. At least I think it is. And hopefully, with the number of years that I've been on the air, it's something has come together that makes it worthwhile. And so have Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. They've come along for the DJV program as well. I'm Doug Steffen on the air for this Thursday, October the 29th. We're a few days away from the election. Don't see much new there. It's the usual back and forth and up and down and in and out. And the usual the anger that is present on both sides. And so let's we don't have to do that. There's not that much. It's Halloween, actually. And I wonder
it's way more fun to focus on.
Right, exactly. Well, it depends on whether there's going to be a Halloween or not. Different look for Halloween. There are people who are around where I am. They're organizing groups of people to go take walks in the woods and then have various things, various people in various places in the woods to scare, supposedly, the folks who are on the walk in the woods.
Oh, my friends went to a haunted forest last weekend.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a COVID thing, but she said it was great.
COVID thing in what way, Victoria?
Because it's safe, it's outdoors.
Instead
of going into a haunted house, they have haunted forests.
It's called the Spooktacular Scavenger Hunt.
Isn't screaming bad, though? I mean, we're not allowed to sing in church.
Well, you have to wear a mask. Yeah, you're outside.
Shouting?
Yeah, you're supposed to wear a mask.
Screaming, you mean?
Yeah, you're not supposed to scream.
You can transmit the virus. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Well, there's always a way to ruin everything. Thank you very much, Jennifer, for ruining that idea.
Look, I think everybody should be allowed to scream and sing wherever they want, but
thank you.
I just replied.
All right, I do too, as far as singing is concerned. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah for Halloween. Hallelujah for Halloween. So no longer, we've changed it now. We don't have the Hallelujah chorus for Christmas. We'll have it for Halloween. Halloween, Halloween. Yes, no? What do you think?
Too much. I think it's a tough sell, actually.
Really? Do you know what the origins of Halloween are?
Jennifer Hallows and Victoria? Eve?
Yeah. Yeah. The ancient...
Is there more?
Ding, ding, ding. Circle gets a square. Go ahead.
No, I wonder. This was a Christian holiday. It was originally a pagan holiday, and then the Christians, like they did most of the other pagan holidays, pretty much stole it from the Celts and the others that were around in that era. But Halloween, or as we know it, the day before Mischief Night, people pulled pranks on one another. Fairies were blamed for the mischief in the old days. And maybe they still are. I don't know. Are they? Do you have fairies in your neighborhood?
I don't think we're allowed to call them that.
Really? Okay.
Oh, come on. That was funny, and you know it, Victoria. Give me a pass on that one.
Sorry, I don't like that word.
That was funny, and you know it.
Sorry. I like laughing at your cheesy jokes, but, you know.
That's a good one. There's a perfect example of words, and what is there about that that's hurtful? I'm curious as to, because I know the references to
that's
gay
been used
men,
as a seriously derogatory term towards gay people
by
for
whom?
A long time.
By
non-gay people who were just being prejudiced.
So, but why is it that the gay people take offense to it?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
You don't get a pass on that. I think people
Because I'm not a spokesperson for gay people, but I have a lot of gay friends, and it's a very offensive and hurtful term. So
my gay friends call themselves... fags. That is very.
That's a generational thing, then, because I've never heard any gay person use that word.
Yeah, well, it's not generation. They're your age, those guys.
I have no idea. Like I said, I don't pretend to be a spokesperson for gay people.
No,
all I know
I
is I've had conversations with friends, and They've been called fairies, and they've been called lots of things, and it's very hurtful. So,
But I think to the root. No, I mean, I just think that we get to words.
Well, then let's
powerful.
Call a gay person, because I feel like it doesn't help the situation. I'm being an ally to my friends, but I'm not a spokesperson, and I don't think it helps.
I'm not looking for a spokesperson. I'm not even looking for it on that term. I'm just looking in general as to how did the N-word become as derogatory as it is? How did the K-word, referring to Jewish people, become offensive? What is there? Is it associated with some act or action that most people don't know anything about that brings around this tremendously powerful force that angers some people? They find it offensive. But I think, in fairness, there ought to be enough. This is a naivete. I don't use the words either. And I don't know whether I don't use the words because I understand that they are hurtful, or it's not good public policy to use the words. Or maybe there's a combination of both. But, you know, words are, what's the old expression? Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
I completely disagree with that statement. That's a horrible thing to teach children, because I think words absolutely can hurt people.
I do. I think that words are, but I understand that, and I kind of agree with it for the most part, but I don't know that I understand why. And that's that's the question.
A stupid joke about your Halloween story.
I know, right?
Story.
Like, we got way too off the rails.
I don't know how words get sensitized, but they're given different meanings. And I don't know. As far as sticks and stones, I do think that kids are taught that because of just the point that we're making, and that is that words and their meaning change over time, and people use words to hurt one another, or they try to. And so what we try to tell our kids is don't worry about what people say, right? Though you can't be broken by things that people say about you. And I don't think that's a bad lesson, actually. I think that's a good lesson, because people are going to always try to take you down no matter what. I don't know why they do. But, you know,
I took a post
on that.
I banned a Facebook user yesterday because of the references that he made to some discussions on this program. I didn't like the word that he used, and but it's a word that origins, where does it come from, and why is it hurtful? In polite society, we don't use these words, and so I just think sometimes it's good to think about.
How did Facebook not flag that person then?
I don't know. That's a question I'd like to ask myself, frankly. So it's something that has become more prevalent because we are more sensitive, it seems, to, is it the right thing to be more sensitive than we used to be about some of this stuff? I frankly never heard these words as a kid growing up. Never. And I was around a lot of black kids. As I went to college, I was around a lot of gay kids. I never heard any of these terms until maybe 25 years ago, 30 years ago. So that they develop. You talked about generational stuff, Victoria. Did they develop as a result of generations changing their point of grabbing? I don't know. But I find it. I've had these discussions, it seems, a lot in the last week or so with people, and I wonder about. And I think the Facebook thing that I flagged last night, when I was looking at some of this stuff, it really brought me around to thinking, where the heck do these words come from? It's like swearing. You know, why is hell different than heck? Or why is damn different than darn? Or, you know, that...
We've made it that way. That's why.
But why? How did we... Who did that? Where did it come from?
Probably the context more than anything else, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Context.
I don't know. More than any other language, the English language changes and mutates. You know, French doesn't change. Spanish doesn't change. Like, Italian's the same that it's been since the Romans. You know, there are colloquialisms, but for the most part, the language doesn't change. Our language changes constantly. So, and, you know, you've talked about this being a former teacher. There's a spoken language and there's a written language. And that's just fact. That's just been my entire life. There is a different way of speaking than writing. And it used to not be that way. It used to be much more, they used to be more aligned. But now there are things that you would never write in a paper in school, but that you say every day. So, and vice versa. It's just that, you know, that's the English language. It's a living, breathing thing. That's how stuff just changes constantly.
All right, now that's
the meaning of words change. I mean, like, Jennifer grew up in California, so, and I have a lot of friends who are from California, and if you look at, like, let's use the word gnarly. Gnarly used to start out as something good, then it went to something like, ooh, that's gnarly. Now it's back to something good again, like, gnarly. Like, it keeps changing, and that's one word that has literally changed throughout my entire lifetime of how, what that means. So, that's just, you know, that's just the English language. I think that's what makes it really difficult for someone to learn it if they're not a native speaker of English.
Yeah, can you imagine
really
something
hard.
Like that in French, or is there something like that in Chinese,
I mean,
or whatever it is?
There's slang in every language.
Yeah.
There's slang in every language, but the meanings of words don't change as much as they do in English.
How much money is being spent this Halloween on candy? Anybody know the answer to that? I'll give you the answer, if you don't know the answer, in a matter of moments here on the DJV program, 16 past the hour.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
All right, let's get to, first of all, how much money is being spent this year? We're going to take a guess, ladies. Charlie Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the DJV program. How much money is going to be spent?
I don't know. Is it more or less than last year?
I would think
less. This is the weird year, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit
although
less.
Although more on decorations, but less on candies and costumes.
Well, last year, $8 billion was spent on Halloween between costumes, decorations, and candy. But I'm just
that's
separating
some costume.
Out. Yeah, it is some costume. Yeah, exactly.
That's an expensive Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Halloween candy sales this year, they expect to be a little less than $2 billion. It was a little more than $2 billion last year. So the amount of money being spent on candy.
So candy's not that much less then.
Well, I think part of it is that people are eating it themselves.
That's what I was going to say. I think that's true.
But I think people always do. I mean, come on, we always buy our favorite stuff. But this year, I'm not going to buy candy because I just don't think I'm going to need it. The candy aisle in the stores now for Halloween, it's minuscule in California. I mean, it's just a tiny little rack.
Less, yeah. Go to the drugstores and stuff. All right, what's the story with the hurricane, Victoria?
Well, Hurricane Zeta had made landfall last night in New Orleans, and there are 38 million people now under tropical storm warnings all the way up through the mid-Atlantic. I think where you are, you might get some sleet over the next 24 hours.
Right.
Yeah, we're
going
to get rain here on the Jersey Shore, but the storm cut power to more than a million people. Two people have already been killed. And at 2 a.m. Along the central Alabama coast and the Florida Panhandle, lots of strong winds. It's already made its way into Georgia, but it picked up momentum. It made landfall as a Category 2, which we tend to not pay that much attention to. However, it had big winds and had isolated tornadoes and heavy rain. So flooding is an issue. One of the levees has already overflowed down in the New Orleans area, which we remember what happens with the levees. So this is just a storm that, unfortunately, it's sort of hitting the same area again. That area of the Gulf in down at the bottom of the southeast. It's like the same path that every hurricane has gone over this whole season. And so in New Orleans, they've been under a voluntary evacuation for certain areas. Then they also had mandatory evacuations depending on where you were. So it's a mess. So million people still without power.
Good thoughts said in that direction. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, here's an interesting story about an interesting fellow that many of us may not know about. We may know his music. Billy Joe Shaver, seminal outlaw country songwriter, passed away at the age of 81. He had an unspecified illness, was in Waco, Texas. He's a Texas native, in fact. He burst onto the scene in 1973, a debut album entitled Old Five and Dimers Like Me. And was known for contributing to the outlaw country movement. He was friends with Willie, who once saw Shaver, who said he called him the greatest living songwriter. His songs recorded by the likes of Johnny Cash, Elvis, Kris Kristofferson, Jerry Lee Lewis. His rep said his hard scrabble songs reflected his tough life. Dropped out of high school, hitchhiked, drove trucks across the country. Married and divorced the same woman 3 times. Wow.
Good for him. Can't be too sure.
And the 2007, he shot a man in the face outside a bar in Texas, but was acquitted of the charges, claiming self-defense. Had a heart attack on stage, and then wrote a memoir about it in 2005 entitled Honky Tonk Hero. And when he was young, he lost the top of 3 fingers in a sawmill accident. His son, Eddie, died of a heroin overdose in 2000. He was inducted into the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame. It was 2006 for that. He was also a member of the National Songwriters Hall of Fame. Got that honor in 2002. Americana Music Association gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award for songwriting. Most recently, last year, the Academy of Country Music gave him the Poets Award. So, there's Willie and Billy Joe Shaver together on Hard to Be an Outlaw. Crack us up a little.
Bet your ass we're gonna whip that ride. And it's hard to be an outlaw who ain't wanted anymore. And the only
thing this was part of a... I think this was in one of those TV shows that Kenny Rogers did. What was it called? The Gambler? And I think this song, because Willie Nelson was in a couple of those... I think Kristofferson was in one or two of them on that bunch. I think that song was in that. Speaking of Willie, what's that?
So that would be fitting.
Yeah. Speaking of Willie, alt-rock singer Karen O has partnered up with Willie for a cover of Queen and David Bowie's classic hit Under Pressure. Let's see what this sounds like.
Under pressure that burns a building down, splits a family in two.
Don't know who this lady is.
She's the lead singer.
First time I
guess.
First time I've ever heard the lyrics to this song, actually.
Really?
Usually you don't listen, you don't focus on that, you focus more on the music.
That's the story, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Care of knowing what the world is about.
Watching these two have, they transformed this song into a pretty slow and steady country-tinged ballad. Karen O explained the origins of the collaboration, saying that she'd reached out to Willie in the hopes that he'd sign a National Independent Venue Association open letter to Congress out of sheer audacity, as she put it. She also told Nelson that if he ever wanted to record a duet, she was ready, willing, and able. Willie's response was that he was more than willing to sing on any track. And Karen said, at this point, my mind was melting, but I had a focus and pull a song out of either a bag that was worthy of this living legend, spoke to the people in troubled times. Not an easy assignment. Then, like a bolt out of the blue, Under Pressure came to mind. I've heard this song countless times without processing the gravity of what Bowie and Freddie were singing about. Maybe because their performances were so exhilarating, you get swept away in the high of the duet.
That's exactly really what Jen said, and I totally agree with that, too. I've never really listened to the lyrics because their voices were so incredible that you just focus on the melody and the sound of their voices. But, yeah.
I think that happens a lot, frankly. We don't know what the lyric line really is. We just like the song. We don't know really why we like the song.
Or so what anyway, we're singing, exactly.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think that's true. So Willie and Karen O with Under Pressure here at 28 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Thursday, October 29th edition of the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The chiefs of Google, Twitter, and Facebook face a Senate committee Wednesday. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Top executives of Twitter, Facebook, and Google testified on social media protections and censorship issues before a Senate committee on Wednesday. Things getting a bit heated when Senator Ted Cruz got his chance to question Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear? And why do you persist in behaving as a Democratic super PAC, silencing views to the contrary of your political beliefs?
USA Radio News.
NASCAR moves into Martinsville, Virginia Sunday for the Xfinity 500. The race starts at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Researchers in Spain have announced that 82% of hospitalized patients with COVID-19 were vitamin D deficient. They studied levels of the vitamin in 216 patients admitted to the hospital for COVID-19, finding that 8 in 10 patients were clinically deficient. The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism reported a control group of 197 folks. Among these people, 47 were vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D can be produced naturally by exposure to sunlight and found in some foods, including oily fish, eggs and fortified milk, and plant-based milk substitutes. As the presidential campaigns wind down, let's take a look at the Biden camp. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
On Wednesday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, early voted in Delaware. On Tuesday, he spent part of his day in Georgia trying to flip the state from red to blue. Kate Bedingfield is the deputy campaign chairman and communications director for former Vice President Biden. She explains why the former vice president is spending time in Georgia.
What we're doing in this final week is we are keeping as many paths to 270 open as we possibly can. We're talking to as wide a swath of voters as we can. That doesn't mean that we're abandoning what you're calling the traditional blue line states or the priority states to get us to 270. Not at all. In fact, we're just talking to a broader swath of the country.
That audio, courtesy of CNN.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. The season, tis the season to be jolly, tis the season to be broke, tis the season for all kinds of things. I noticed, Victoria.
I'm permanently in that season, by the way.
Are you really? Congratulations. Good for you. So the virus has changed a lot of things this year. We were talking about how it changed Halloween. What about delivery of things and what we're buying, where we're getting them from, Victoria?
Well, I think that's way up. And as we know, Amazon, Jeff Bezos alone during the pandemic has doubled his wealth. And when you think about how much wealth that is, that's a lot of sales on Amazon. And so that's continuing. That is predicted to continue through the holiday season. And as we know, obviously, the holiday season's always busy for Amazon. This year they're bringing on 100,000 seasonal workers. Wow. Those jobs will include picking, packing, shipping, and delivering. And so the Amazon said that they've already been experiencing this influx of business because of the pandemic. And they also announced, which is some good news, they announced promotions for 35,000 employees. And that's how busy Amazon has been. But if you think about it, everybody has relied on Amazon for everything, myself included, really. You know, I mean, we've had so many different things, whether it's exercise equipment that we've ordered or whatever, just life adjustments that we've had to make. Not being able to shop at Sephora, not being able to go into stores for a long time. Amazon was really kind of the lifeline for a lot of people.
So the ads for Amazon, have you seen them on television? These huge warehouses, they've taken over a lot of buildings and a lot of communities that were empty. They've revamped them. And the technology, when you look at it, it's almost robotic to see how even you can watch if you're, see, I look at stuff like that because I like that kind of technology. I like things that move. And so I watch as these things, these packages come down the line and how they're sorted out. I don't know whether it's much different.
Why do I just picture you watching the opening credits of Laverne and Shirley over and over and over again?
Well,
those of you that don't know, they worked in a factory.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking that episode of Lucy with the chocolates on the conveyor belt.
Well, but I think that it's interesting to understand how things work, and a lot of people today don't understand how things work. People don't know how their car works. They don't know how the clock works. They don't even know how the computer works. It just, you know, it works. Okay,
well, because if everything is a computer now.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't even think that you know how your car works anymore. Right. I think in the old days.
I know how mine works.
Well, your Range Rover is mostly a computer at this point.
That's right. Very true. My 20-year-old Ford F-350
right, that's an engine.
Is not.
That's
yeah,
right. That's something you can fix.
If you were at my house, then you should come over sometime, Doug. But
I
like
will.
With my car right now, if I needed an oil change, you could. I have all the faith in the world. Go out and change my oil for me.
But
could you reset the computer to tell me to stop giving me those warnings that I need
an
oil change?
Because I don't have the tools. You got to plug a computer into the computer to get the computer to change. The other computer sets the computer in your car up. They stick a little. There's a tab in the car you can that you plug the computer analysis machine into, so they can read the codes and see what it needs or doesn't. What
and they're doing software updates. And I think that's why it makes sense to just go full Tesla, where everything is just a cloud update. You don't even plug anything in. It's just a software update that comes from the satellites.
Okay. So can you imagine? Let's fast forward. Let's make this. Let's
so
increase.
That's where we're headed anyway.
The view here. Imagine the new airplanes, not the commercial ones so much, although the commercial ones are a big technological blob in the air, but the kinds of things that you see in the military. You know, for example, they've updated Top Gun. The old planes that they flew when the movie was around, 1986, I think, was the year of the first Top Gun. Now they're going to release the new Top Gun. And apparently the planes they pretty much fly themselves. And, you know, this is bringing us into a new era of do we need pilots? You know, all these drones that they had flying over Baghdad, even in 2004 or 5
But there
and
were pilots, though. There were pilots that are just not sitting
on the
in
ground.
An aircraft. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
They still have all the same training.
Yeah. Speaking of Tom Cruise and Top Gun, Tom has received an honorary naval aviator certificate, and that's because of his appearance in Top Gun. It's apparently that movie, when it was out, garnered 4 Academy Award nominations, and it also led to a huge uptick in people wanting to sign up for the Navy.
Isn't that amazing?
Naval
I wasn't
aviator.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's right. Like, that's really cool that a movie could. And I feel like, and I love Top Gun, and I think it's such a great movie. I'm excited for the new one to come out next year. But I feel like, doesn't it make you feel. I don't know. I remember watching when I first saw it. I didn't see it when it first came out. But when I eventually saw it, it just makes you feel so patriotic. I don't know. There is some. I can understand why it would inspire people to want to be in the Top Gun program or, you know, want to learn to just be in the Navy or fly planes or whatever, because it was such.
Well, they're also
really inspirational.
They're badasses.
Sorry for
the
and then what is really interesting is to see how these people have changed. If you see pictures, for example, Anthony Edwards doesn't have any hair anymore.
And
he's dead anyway, so that doesn't matter.
Anthony Edwards died?
No, his character in Top Gun.
Oh, his character's dead. Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
That's how fake news gets started.
That yeah. doesn't stop the producers of movies and TV shows from bringing people back.
No,
just
not
dead.
Top Gun, no.
No, probably not.
Goose is dead. Yeah, but Goose's son is going to be in the next one.
Right.
He's
oh,
in
really?
The new one. Yeah.
Is he?
He's Goslin.
Yeah. Right. But it, you know,
is that what a baby goose is? Guys.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
In Wonder
No, a baby
Woman.
Goose is a gosling. Isn't
yes, it?
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was just an annoying one of eight kids.
No. Is it?
No, that's Kate Gosling.
Right. Think about that in terms of now, here's another track of thinking. I said, you know, I was thinking back to Dallas when Patrick Ewing's character came back again. But in the next Wonder Woman, Chris Pine's character comes back to life, even though he was blown up on a plane.
Well, I think right. that is more of a ghost kind of spirit right. thing that is sort is. Of guiding her. I don't think it's really supposed to be him.
Speaking of things that are being delayed, you may or may not have heard, those of you who are looking forward to it, I think we all are, the new Aretha Franklin biopic. The movie is called Respect. Is called Respect. That now was supposed to come out this year. They pushed it back to August of next year. Covering the life and career of Aretha, starring Jennifer Hudson. Remember all the buzz about that? It was supposed to come out in January, and it was.
Well, they were going to try to release it on Christmas Day this year to get it to qualify for the Oscars, but then they.
Is
now
there even
going to
be
back.
An Oscars? Why would there be even an Oscar? Ceremony
That's actually a good
year.
Question. I don't know. I really don't know. Mm-hmm. And maybe movies are going to do some sort of like release at the end of this year on streaming just to qualify. I don't
be
know.
An Oscars this year. I mean, everything has been so held up. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Nah, there's nothing to celebrate. Respect stars Forrest Whitaker, who's one of my favorite actors. He's Aretha's father. Marlon Wayans plays Aretha's manager, and first husband Ted White. Oh, he plays the brother. Okay.
Ted White was Aretha's husband and manager. Yeah.
Yes, right. Got it. I saw a movie on the other night. I don't know what possessed me. I just went to Showtime, and there was a movie starring Andy Garcia and Forrest Whitaker about somebody being rescued from a jungle. I forget what the name of the movie was, but it was very atypical of what you see Andy Garcia in. Anytime I see Forrest Whitaker, for some reason or other, I find him to be one of the most appealing actors around today. I'm not sure I can tell you why I think that is, but I always...
Well, because he's great in every role, and he's different in every role. I love him. I think he's really talented. Yeah.
I remember walking through LAX one day. He was coming down the corridor, and I looked at him, and I acknowledged him and smiled at him, and he looked at me and smiled. And then there were a bunch of people in the next alcove who all yelled, Mr. Whitaker! Well, they didn't say Forrest Whitaker. Mr. Whitaker, how are you doing? And he waved, he raised his hand, he had a duffel bag with him and just, you know, acknowledged and kept on going. Which is something that it seems to me, and we see it more in Los Angeles, I think, Jennifer, than you see it in most places. The way people, the natives pay no attention to that sort of thing, but the people who are coming into town to go to Disneyland or something, they all want to see the stars. And acknowledge me.
Actually, nobody can come to go to Disneyland anymore because it's closed.
What is going on with that? What is going on with Disneyland?
You know, I am so irritated. Someone who lives in California, Disneyland is still closed down. The governor says, and the governor's in like a personal fight with Bob Iger, who runs Disney. And Gavin Newsom won't even say the name Disney in any of his updates anymore because he's that much in like back and forth with them. He did say like a couple weeks ago that he was going to send a team to Disney World to see how they're doing it, but I think they just went for like a vacation to Disney World. They didn't come back with anything.
Is Disney World open in Florida?
Yeah, Disney World's been open I think since July. And here's what's really stupid. California already is in a lot of economic trouble because of all the shutdowns, and by and large, we are still shut down, although some businesses are just done and they're just going back to work. But now there's talk that Disney is going to sue Gavin Newsom and start pulling jobs out of California. So think about what Disney does. I mean, I know people have very strong feelings about Disney. But
billions.
They're not only connected to theme parks, all of the stuff that's it. I mean, basically, Orange County is dependent on Disney because they've got restaurants and stores and hotels and Airbnbs and all of these pieces of the economy tentacles that rely on Disney and the tourism that comes with Disneyland. But then you have the movie business. You've got in Burbank, this is like where I live, actually. You've got Disney Studios. You have all of the movies and television production that Disney backs. This, if Gavin Newsom loses the business of Disney, the state, I believe the state collapses. I don't know how you continue without that crazy amount of jobs.
I don't understand how these guys keep their jobs. I really don't.
In Florida, because I thought I remembered there was something about the opening there. So they're still at 25% capacity. That's the limit in Disney World in Florida. But they also laid off 28,000 people, and that's from the Disney Corporation in Florida. So I don't know.
Think about what they've laid off in California with nothing, with 0%.
Right.
They're all gone. I mean, that's at least at 25%, you're able to carry on. But I really believe that at a theme park, there is not much more that you can do. I don't know. I just feel like it's time. It's time to open it up.
I feel like a theme park, it's all outside.
It's all outside. If people want to take the risk, it's time to go. Don't take Grandpa on Pirates of the Caribbean, but if you want to go and take the kids, you should be able to do that.
Use your right. Judgment. Why do you have to have somebody continue like these idiots in California? They have to tell you how to live your life. You can't do this without government permission. You can't do that. Do we have no common sense anymore? Do we have no individual ability to make up our own minds about things? Come
on. Bigger government brings less trust to the people, right? So, I don't know.
So we've got plenty of that in California, for sure. Speaking of show business, Ice-T, you may know him from Law & Order, SVU. He's been on it for a long time, he's been on it since the beginning, like 21, 22 years. He's going to do a daytime TV program called The Mediator. Did you see this?
No. Oh, that's fun. So he's going to be like a modern-day judge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
right.
It.
Well, he's going to try to resolve disputes. It sounds like a judge show, but this is a different step because mediation is where you go first before you go to court, at least in the current system anyway. It's a half-hour series. Get a four-week tryout on some Fox stations in New York and L.A. That'll be next March. In every episode, he hears arguments from two parties involved in a civil dispute. After they provide the facts, he consults with experts for their perspective on the case and then offers his best recommendation about how to proceed.
And to whoever loses, does he go, "You've been brewed."
Yeah.
Is it Ice-T? No.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
see, you got one.
You.
Finally, I landed one, Victoria. It takes a while. I really have to work for your approval, Victoria.
All right, maybe we better hold it there. 48 after the hour. Why does it take 90 days for you to lose weight using Calitrin? Because it's a smooth, steady pace. It works on your body, retrains your body using the main ingredient of collagen protein to activate a lot of things in your body that actually stop when you're in your, late teens, early 20s. I think, Victoria, we were talking about this, how your body just kind of stops producing the collagen that it needs. And with Calitrin, it reproduces. But it takes about 90 days for you to really get it into high gear. And then another 90 days, once you've trained your body or once you're losing the weight, then you need to train your body using the tools, using the ingredients that are in Calitrin to keep the weight off. That's what you want. A lot of things are great to lose weight, but then you can't keep it off. But this process, using this product, and it's so good. Everybody sleeps like a baby when they take Calitrin. That's why they have you take the four capsules or the four droplets just before you go to bed, because that's when you get the best results. And you want the best results, right? Get your weight in to the proper perspective as you go into the holidays. You want to weigh the right, because you're going to gain some weight. You know you are. So get on it now. Go to toploss.com. Do yourself, members of your family that are overweight, a big favor. Everybody gets on to Calitrin, loses the weight, and stick with it for about 6 months to ensure the best results. That's toploss.com. At checkout, use the code DJV.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Now it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan doing the honors, a number of things. I have a few questions, but let's get to Yeah, she always
hang on, I got to get my seatbelt.
Okay, here we are.
Buckle up.
Yep. All right, let's start with this new water-powered shower head speaker.
Yeah, this is cool.
Speaker. When you turn the water on, you can hear whatever is in the on the radio or the speaker. Is that what this is?
Yep, whatever you want to play through the speaker. It's a Bluetooth speaker, and it is water-powered, so you never have to worry about charging it. You don't have to worry about batteries. You don't have to worry about turning it on or off. It's just it has a little remote control. As soon as you turn your shower on, then the water will power the battery. It's a hydroelectric generator inside this speaker. The cool thing is it attaches right above your shower head, so it's not invasive. It's not even that big. If you want extra volume, it has a detachable companion speaker that you can place on the other side of your bathroom if you want, like surround sound, or in your shower. They're both waterproof. You can leave them both in the shower. It's really cool. Now, the separate little speaker, that one does need to be charged. That's not charged by the hydroelectric generator, but that's only sort of an accessory. But the main event is this new, it's called Shower Power, and it's by a company called Ampere. And so this is a new thing that is now it's available for pre-order right now on Kickstarter. And I suspect this will end up being one of those cool tech gifts for the holiday season. The device has a physical playback controls on it, so it has a battery-powered remote if the speaker is out of reach and it's just easier for you to use the little remote. When the speaker is attached and the water is flowing, the battery gives you 80 hours of playback at max volume. So that's the power of water right there. We should be using it for hydroelectric for a lot more things in our lives. With the water off, you still have 17 hours of at max volume. So it's being billed as having immersive sound with a deep bass, and so it sounds good in the shower. Now, depending on what type of shower head you have, it will be in a different location. So that's why they make the detachable extra speaker in case it's maybe sitting too far right behind. If you have one of those big rain shower heads, so if it's sitting behind that, you won't get maximum volume. So that's where you might want to get the little additional speaker. But the Shower Power has launched on Kickstarter. As I said, it's $59 if you pre-order it now. It will be in stores for $99. So if you think this is something that you want to gift or gift to yourself, then I would get on there right now. You can add the waterproof remote for only $15. Again, in stores, that will be $30. And then if you want the additional speaker, it's called a droplet. That's only $20, and when that hits stores, that will be $50. So pre-orders will go from now until November 15th, and then the device will be officially on sale in December.
Okay, so now people who are your age and younger probably don't even know that there used to be radios that you could take into the shower, battery-powered, they were just waterproof, and you could listen to your favorite morning program in the shower, or whenever you were in the shower, you could listen to the radio. Did you know that? They used
of
to
course.
Exist. So how is this? They were
very clunky with antennas. Yeah. My grandfather had one. He was in his shower.
See, there it is.
Well,
but
radios have existed forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there. I thought
is that your question?
I was the one up on you there. For a moment, just for a moment, let's talk about Mophie's new wirelessly charging battery pack, which clips onto the back of your phone. What is this all about?
Yeah, so now I'm going to guess you probably have not had a Mophie case, but Mophie became Mophie became the official. It was a built-in charger that was a phone case as well. It doubled. And so, but they were clunky. They were thick and clunky. When your battery on your phone ran down, then you would switch flip the switch on the Mophie charger on the case, and then it would give you a full boost of charge. So Mophie's kind of been doing the charging game for a while, and they're definitely they're in a class all of their own. They have a new system now that is really great. You can actually use your own phone case, which that's a very personal thing, people in phone cases. I've been through a million myself trying to find the one that I like the most. And so now this new thing from Mophie, the Juice Pack Connect, it's a modular system that actually just clips right onto your phone. So you only need it to be there while you're wirelessly charging your phone, and then you can take it off and use it on a different device or just not use it at all. In the past, like I said, with those other Mophie cases, they were very thick and clunky, and they made your phone weigh a ton. So this is a new clip-on system that is so much better, and as we talked this earlier this week about wireless charging is sort of the norm now with all new smartphones. And so the Juice Pack Connect is $79.95. It's a bit of a hefty price tag if you compare to other wireless charging devices, but the fact that this can clip on and then clip off when you don't need it anymore, you're paying for the convenience of that design, but it is a good design.
Today is National Internet Day. It was on this day in 1969, the first attempts to send the first Internet message.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.